Get road trip ready with a service checkup at your local Chevy dealer. They can save you time and money and get the job done right the first time, worry-free. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for current service specials or to schedule a test drive.
Our conversation with Lou Manfredini is sponsored by Lindholm Roofing. Their family has your family covered, Mr. Fix-It. How are you, Lou?
I am well. How are you, sir?
Pretty good. You want to chime in on funniest comedy movie of all time? Best comedy movie.
I just heard that list, and, you know, that is, I mean, like all these lists, right, they're so subjective, but while I love The Naked Gun, I don't necessarily know that that's the funniest movie.
Yeah.
I will tell you that once I was traveling, and I was on a plane, and I was watching the 40-year-old Virgin.
Yep.
And I was hysterically laughing, like I had headphones on, and I kept apologizing to the people on the plane.
Nice.
I was giggling so much. And I mean, you know, it's all the mood that you're in, right? And so that one, and another really funny one for me is Talladega Nights.
Not on the list.
Yeah, that's a very funny movie.
All right, Mr. Fixer, you've got some good advice for us. Something, number 33 on the list is Lost in America. Of the 100, if I had to go back and watch another movie tomorrow, I would watch that one. Painful as it is.
That's a good one, too. Mm. Yeah, yeah.
So I think this is a really good tip, Lou. What do you have for people before Thanksgiving?
So if you have a European dishwasher, like a Bosch or a Miele, one like that, or a Gaggenau, the European dishwashers do not have a... they don't have an incinerator to grind up the food like American dishwashers have. And so there's a basket that you remove and clean. And if you have one, people know that. But if you have an American dishwasher, there is still a screen down there at the bottom that is full of nastiness that you are unaware of. And you will be like, I can't believe I'm washing my dishes in this dishwasher. So if you open up your dishwasher and you take that bottom wheel off that, you know, spins with the water, and it typically has a clip or something you squeeze, it pops out, then there's a shaft, and then there's a big screen, and if you turn typically a knob, it pops off, and there will be so much gunk and debris down there that you will be shocked. And you can either wipe it away, or if you have a little wet, dry vac, suck it all up, take a little dish soap and a scrub brush and clean it all up, put it all back together, and I'm going to tell you, A, your dishwasher is going to smell a lot better, and B, you're going to do a better job every time it washes the dishes.
Now, you said European dishwasher. What about domestics?
They don't typically have that removable basket, but what I'm talking about is not removable. It's more involved. Like, you have to take the spinner off, and you have the Europeans don't do that. They're already set up. But the American ones, there is still a filter. There is still a screen that gets clogged. The cheapest Amana dishwasher that you buy for $300 has that screen that the manufacturer really doesn't tell you to clean, but you need to.
So what do I got to do? Disassemble the thing? I mean, is that you making that sound complicated?
Yeah, right. It's not. It isn't super complicated, but it is. It's a little more involved than the European one. So take the spinner off, take the screen off, and expose the nastiness, and then clean it.
Before we take some questions, 312-981-7200, you've got a question for Mr. Fix-It, Lou Manfredini. That's good advice. I just wanted to point out that this from the Wall Street Journal over the weekend, it says a Chicago neighborhood with a suburban vibe is seeing home prices soar. As much as people who have been complaining about their property taxes going up, it says for Chicago families craving additional space, a tree-lined community with an easy commute to downtown is the new hotspot. It isn't Lincoln Park or Lakeview or even Bucktown. It's Lincoln Square. Chicagoans are jockeying for single-family homes, and here's what's happening. They're taking maybe those two or three flat walk-ups, and they are converting them into single-family homes and then selling them for millions of dollars. Are you familiar with what's going on there, Lou?
John, 30 years ago, when I was knee-deep as being a real estate developer and a builder, I was offered the opportunity to buy two twin three-flats next to each other in this neighborhood, and they were like the deal of the century. And I went to go look at these buildings, and like, I really don't think this neighborhood's going to come around in the heart of Lincoln Square.
Oh, missed it by that much.
I mean, they were practically free. I have friends of mine that have lived in Lincoln Square for about 30 years, and their property values are through the roof. Lincoln Square is one of the gems of the city of Chicago on the north side. No question whatsoever. Great restaurants. You can walk places.
Well,
there's train service. It's great.
Do you think the Brown Line goes right through there? Lou, do you think this is what happens, though? Because I see some of those properties, and I go, who are the people that live here? And it may be people like you just described who didn't have $1.3 million because the homes aren't that assuming, you know, like you paid that much for that.
No.
But they didn't. They bought it for $220,000 27 years ago, and now it's worth that much, and they're sitting on a lot of equity. I guess people would buy them at those prices, huh?
Well, I think that what tends to happen, and in Lincoln Square in particular, I'm very familiar with it, there's a lot of development. And so developers come in, and, you know, you bought that house for $225,000 30 years ago, and they say, I'll give you $800,000. And you're like, man, this is, you know, I had to live somewhere, and I'm going to make all this money. And then they tear it down, and they build a $2 million house.
Chicagoans are jockeying for single-family homes in this North Side neighborhood where there's plenty of room for backyards and multi-car garages. I'm not so sure about that. Luxury homes in Lincoln Square sold for a median of almost $2.3 million in the 12 months through October, up 38% from 3 years ago.
That's the median? Wow.
Mr. Fix-It Lou Manfredini is on the phone. You ready for more questions, Lou?
Yeah, can I ask a quick question of you, though? You know the John Williams King John Ale, right?
Yeah.
There's no truth to the rumor that it's the old Falstaff beer ingredients in a different can, is it?
That's right. They just took those big vats they found in East Peoria, and they said, hey, let's stick a label on that. Williams will sell it. He'll sell anything. Hey, John Williams, this is Jay from Waukegan. If you're going to do best comedies, I'm surprised the Planes, Trains, and Automobiles didn't make the top five.
Oh. How about it? That, right?
Nice Thanksgiving film. What is the product Lou recommends to deep clean kitchen cabinets with steel wool?
Howard's. No, they have to be all the wood cabinets, you know, with a poly finish on them. But the product is called Howard's Restore Finish, quadruple zero steel wool with the grain. It's like giving the wood a facelift. It's not only for cabinets, but it's for your fine furniture as well. It is the secret of the antique world.
Okay, let's go to and that's Howard's, Lou? Is that what you said, Howard's?
Howard's, yes, Howard's.
Doug, you're on WGN with Lou Manfredini.
Hey, good morning, John. Good morning, Lou. How are you today?
We're good.
Good, good, good. So my wife cleaned, we've got a growy faucet in our half bath on the main floor, and she cleaned it with some chemical, and it stained it, so it looks like a water stain, but it's not a water stain. I tried using Goof Off to get it off. It doesn't do a thing. Just wondering if there's some way to clean, I believe it's stainless steel, to get that kind of a stain, chemical stain off of it.
What you can try, if it's stainless and it has a grain to it, there is a scratch remover for stainless steel. It is not designed for this, so you have to be very careful using it, called Scratch Be Gone. Scratch Be Gone. And it's really for stainless steel sinks, but you can use it on things like a stainless stovetop, even a fridge. But you have to be, if you're too aggressive on the one spot, you'll burnish that and you'll make it even worse. So you have to use it and kind of do the whole thing, sort of like, if you're petting a dog, top to bottom, you know, you have a nice long stroke type of thing. And take your time, and that'll be your best bet.
Give us the name of that product again, Lou.
Scratch Be Gone.
Doug, good luck to you. And let's maybe make time for one more, and that's DJ. You're on WGN with Lou Manfredini.
Hey, Lou.
Go ahead, DJ. You're on here.
I got a garage door that we just had the coil replaced, and it opens fine from the outside. You got the door opener will make it open. But when you go to shut it, if it's cold, it won't shut. All spring, all summer, all fall, the minute it gets, I don't know, in the morning, 30 degrees or whatever, it won't shut from the outside. So you got to come in, hold the button until it finally shuts, then go around the house and
All right, Lou. Right. What about that?
I would have the person that came and did that spring for you come back and readjust it. There's obviously some movement in the garage, which is causing this issue, and it could also be that the two sensors down low, the eyes that look at itself when it gets really cold, those change directions a little bit. And so what I would do is, well, before you call the guy with the spring, notice the eyes on the outside. And if you notice that when it's really cold and it doesn't close, hop out of the car. I know it's a pain in the neck. Look and see if those eyes are looking at each other. If they're not, adjust those, and you may solve the problem there. But if not, get the spring guy back to adjust that thing properly.
Thank you, Mr. Fix-It. We'll hear you Saturday morning. Are you on this coming weekend?
I am. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family, John.
That's your friend Lou Manfredini.